Welcome back to Pocket 23. I am here with Odd Kid and Z-Man talking about our colorful work history. Last episode, we talked about our worst jobs. This episode is about our best jobs. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, so today we're going to talk about our best jobs. This can be from any time in our life. It could be recent or it could be, you know, back when we were teenagers. So last time we started with Z-Man, so let's go ahead and start with SDR.
Oh, all right. I'm not sure I was prepared for all that.
Why don't we start with you, Odd Kid?
I just have one question before I start, actually.
Yes, sir.
Are those fishes on your shirt?
Fishes? Yeah. Fishes?
Fishes?
Are those fishes?
No, they're fish. It's not fishes.
A fish. Wait, the plural fishes? Is fish. Fishes.
The plural is fish, isn't it?
What are all those fishes on your
they're
shirt?
They're carp. No, he's got carp on his shirt.
No, it's koi.
Koi
yeah,
is
they're
carp.
Koi. They're koi. Carp is koi.
You're being koi with koi. Me right now.
He's being pretty koi on. About his carp. Yeah. He must be a carpenter.
Oh, no. He went there. Come on now. I guess we're now going to do DDJ, Dad's Dumb Joke.
So where'd you get that shirt? Somebody's throw away their shower curtain?
No, I got this in Japan, along with my hat. I like my hat.
Did you? What do you call that hat? A fedora?
No.
You got a fedora in Japan?
That's not a fedora.
That's not a fedora.
What is this?
Definitely not a fedora.
What is it?
Fact check.
It's a fact check? That's what they call that?
I said fact.
Wow, I've never heard of that kind of hat before.
I said fact check. Check the hat.
Facts on that hat.
How do I fact check?
Shit.
I don't know what kind of hat it is.
Fact check the hat.
How do I fact check it? What do I say? Japan hat? I'm sure I'll get a few hundred of them.
No, take a picture with...
Take a picture.
It's like a golf hat.
Take a picture.
That's what you see on the golf course. A bunch of middle-aged men
hat.
Wearing those hats.
Yep. Hey. That explains the shirt. We got to get you a pair of them pants, too. Can he borrow your donut pants?
What are you talking about?
Those are fish pants.
Those are fish pants.
What? They don't have fishes on them.
No, but they represent the band Fish.
Oh, okay. That's
fine. The Red Donuts.
The Red Donuts.
They would go... Actually, they'd be a perfect match for your shirt.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I got this in Kyoto, in Japan. A little trip I made.
How much did it cost?
Yen.
1 yen?
No, just...
One whole yen? Wow.
No. It costs some yen.
That's like 1 cent.
It costs some yen.
Yes. Some yen.
It costs probably about
a funyun.
I don't know. It was not cheap. It's Japanese clothing.
Well, that doesn't help.
I don't know. It's made there. It's it's kind of unique.
It costs 1,000 yen, 2,000 yen.
Probably the equivalent of like $20, maybe.
So 2,000 yen?
50.
Keep going.
More than 50?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, you got ripped off.
No, I like it. It's good. It's unique.
More than 50?
It's
so it's like 10,000 yen?
I don't know.
How many zeros were in there?
Like 200 bucks?
$200?
$200 for a freaking fish shirt?
Yeah.
Whew. I went to a fish concert and got this shirt for $25.
The $200 actually got you into the concert and the shirt.
But this is the band Fish and the band Goose, and they go together like peas and carrots.
But there you go.
Peas and carrots.
I don't know where the hell you guys are going with this shit.
We don't either.
All right, cool.
We're just making this all up as we go along.
I thought so. Yes.
I forgot what this episode is about.
This episode is about fish shirts.
Oh,
it's about shirts.
It's about shirts.
It's about shirts. No, it's about...
It's about our best shirt.
Yes, it's about this guy over here, SDR's best.
It's about this guy's shirt.
So my best job.
Your best job. Give us your...
bestest job.
Your bestest job.
Your bestest
what is
job.
It?
I pumped gas.
Oh!
Right here.
What?
I was a gas attendant.
I would have never guessed that.
Right. Nobody would.
Excuse me.
How is that your best job? Because the chicks digged it.
No, there was a side hustle on
there's
the,
something
on that,
that
job.
Oh, there's always a side hustle along the line.
They would smell you and get high. And,
yeah. The smell of my my diesel-scented skin was a real turn-on for all the local chicks.
Anybody that smoked around you would just go up in flames.
Yes.
Oh, that was
burning,
so...
Burning low.
I'm burning for you.
He's like, hey, baby, I'm 99.
99 degrees on fire.
No, no, what is it? Octave. I'm 99 octane.
99 octane.
I'm almost 100%.
I'm hot. I'm so hot.
So I guess it was a fun job because you got to work by yourself. So there was never any coworkers around. And
so there wasn't like a convenience store? It was just
gas. So we sold gasoline, oil.
And cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Did you put the oil in like it was full service?
Oh, yeah. And we had to wash everyone's window. And if we forgot to ask someone if they wanted their oil check, they got a free quart of oil. I worked there for 5 years before I gave away a quart of oil.
So you always remembered to ask them.
Oh, yeah.
It was did you get a tip? Would you get tips?
Every now and then. I would work on Sunday afternoons, and this one woman would come in every Sunday and give me a dollar.
Was this Ginger's?
No, it was a Sunoco station on Granite Street.
Did you ever lose a cap?
I lost several caps.
Several caps? Did you guys happen to sell caps too?
We used to have this wall.
Okay. Of gas caps?
Of gas caps.
Oh my God.
At one point, I think we had like 14 gas caps on the windowsill. It was so ridiculous. And every now and then, we'd go wait on somebody, and they wouldn't have a gas cap. And we'd run back inside
and see which one's going to
match. Right. I think we got your gas cap. You come here often?
Your what?
We have your gas cap.
Did you ever have anybody drive away with the gas thing
the
still in there?
In.
So very rarely, but yes, that
very
did
rarely,
happen.
So it did happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So what did you do? Did you just watch them go, or did you?
So that's dangerous because the thing would pull. And then release.
And it'd snap.
Be, yeah, it'd be like a sling, just freaking whipping right back at you.
Did you see it once do that to you?
Several times. You had to move quick when that happened. Like, you had to be like, excuse me, and then run.
You'd be like, sucker, boom. Was there any, like, fires ever? Did any?
No fires.
Did you ever have to hit the emergency button?
Yeah. Nope, never had to do any of that. Not only did we sell leaded gas... People would leave their cars running
while you were filling
it up. Pumping leaded gas.
What?
And a lot of them would get out of the cars and light a cigarette and talk to you at the same time.
This is the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God.
You were talking like 84, right after my McDonald's job. That's what I was doing.
Pumping gas.
You know?
And then you had the side hustle.
From scraping cheese.
There was no fear back then. There was no fear. Everybody was immortal.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
Go from scraping cheese to pumping leaded gas. And
with the car on.
With the car on. And people smoking cigarettes in front of you.
And putting it out right on the gas. Right next to the cars.
Right.
Stamping it out.
Without a care in the world.
Yeah.
And nothing bad ever happened, oddly enough.
No.
Wow. Nothing ever.
That's good.
So being that I'd be the only one there, I could, when there's no customers... You could go inside and crank the radio.
Oh, so you did have a little area to go into.
Oh, yeah. So it was an actual building I would go in.
Oh, okay.
And the building was separated into a couple of sections. When I first started working there, there was a guy that was restoring old Volvos. And he was this really cool guy. And he would hang out with you, talk with you. You could watch him do his repair work. And on the other side was a glass place. And that was run by a couple of hippies.
Like auto glass or?
Yeah, auto glass. Oh. Or any kind of glass, actually.
So they was this the company you ended up working for later making calls?
No.
I'm starting to see the connection here.
Right.
McDonald's down the street to the gas, right next door to the window place.
Window place. You just got around, didn't you?
I did.
Just down the block.
Down the road. Eventually, I reached all town.
Eventually, you know, when eBay came out, you started selling gas caps.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever return for their gas cap?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Because was it your fault that they left it behind?
Absolutely. Or? So what would happen?
I was really good at my job.
100% my fault. So what you would do is...
Wait a minute, but you never gave away a quart of oil. But
right.
But you forgot their gas cap many times.
When you took the cap off, did you put it on top of the pump?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes, that's exactly what would happen.
I would have put it on top of the car.
So when you got to the window, hi, can I help you? And they'd be like, oh, $10 worth of regular or unleaded. You'd be
leaded.
Like, well, would you like your oil changed or oil checked? Not changed. Would you like your oil checked? That's what you would say automatically. Would you like your oil? So by the time you got done filling up their tank, it was like gas cap. What are you talking about?
And these are the old school pumps, right? With
right.
the like the rolling, the no oh, digital,
yeah,
the,
exactly. Yeah, the rolling, ding,
the best part ding, was, ding. You know, most people paid with cash, and when you got to like say $23 and 58 cents, you're like, you didn't want to deal with the damn change, so you try to get it to the even dollar.
$24.
And sometimes you didn't make it, and the gas would just start pouring out of their car. And then people would be like, I think it's full.
Did it have the automatic...
Wait a minute. We got 3 more cents to go.
Did it have the automatic turn-off back then?
Oh, sure.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were back there.
But that's if they wanted a Philip. But most people actually didn't want Philips. They wanted a very specific amount.
How much was gas back then?
Well, we sold gas by the liter, actually.
By the liter?
By the liter.
Holy
wow. There was a law back then that the United States was going to get converted to the metric system. I forget what year that was. Maybe say, let's say by the year 2000. So I guess my boss jumped the gun because he wanted to sell gas for a lot of money. And he started selling it by the liter. That way no one knew how much they were actually paying for their gas. So we're selling gas at like 37 cents a liter.
Oh my God.
Which works out to be like probably like, I don't know, like say $1.50, while the next guy down the road is selling gas for $1.03.
Hey, but you had good service. You
what
know?
Year
you
was
great service.
What year was this?
I worked there from 1984 through 1990.
1990.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I got my first car and 1990, I'm pretty sure. And I was used to buy from Shell, and mm-hmm. it was 99 cents. It was like wow. the cheapest gas in town.
99 cents in Jupiter?
Yeah.
Wow.
So back then, the price of gas was relatively stable. And you would pay anywhere from $1 to $1.20 around here back in that era for a gallon of gas. Unless you came to my gas station.
And you paid $1.50.
It's like, would you like to fill your tank? Well, here's the loan application.
People would like bring out their pocket calculators. People would bring out their pocket calculators and be like, how many liters are in a gallon? And then they would do the math and they'd be like, sorry, but I'm just going to get gas down the road.
Can I have my gas cap back?
Already gone.
I don't know. It's on the wall
it's
somewhere.
Already on the windowsill. Sorry, sir.
I've already started my eBay account.
I just imagine you with a necklace and like a bunch of gas caps hanging on it.
Yo. Like, I'm the gas boy, yo.
Pimp cap. Pimpin' cap.
So later on, as things progressed, the Volvo guy got out. I don't know why. What happened to him? And they just stuck a desk back there. So I'd be able to, like, do my homework and study. And
how old were you?
I was in college.
Oh, you're in college. Okay.
So people would come by and hang out and visit with me. So it was a fun place. It was, like, a very laid-back, chill place to work. And we went out of business. Eventually, I think it was the
I wonder why.
I think the mobile station down the road complained to the town that we were selling gas by the liter. And they didn't appreciate
down.
It. So
they were mobile. What were you?
Sunoco.
Sunoco. Oh, okay.
So
wait,
eventually.
Is Sunoco even around anymore?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh. Yeah. I thought I saw one when we were driving through New Haven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I'm sure they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
So eventually we had to start selling gas by the gallon, and we weren't, as a full-serve gas station with only one gas island, we couldn't sell enough volume to make that profitable.
Yeah, you couldn't compete. The double,
and
the
they
Douglas.
Went out of business, and that was that. And
what happened to those gas caps? Did you take them with you?
Of course. You had to take some mementos with you, you know, on your way out.
Well,
every job I ever had, I took something.
You took a pen, you know, from the call center, right? And
right.
You took your gas caps from the...
Absolutely.
What did you take from the first job? Cheese?
What did you take from the last one?
The first job, I got to keep the money bag.
that was your first job.
Right,
that was the money bag.
First job.
What about your... second job.
At McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's. Did you keep the cheese?
I cut the cheese.
Or did you wait? Did you get a hat? Did you get a McDonald's hat?
I didn't get a McDonald's.
Did you take the cone?
Did you get a shirt?
I took the cone. I took the dunce cap.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, what about your last one? What did you take with you?
Last job, I took a rock that I found.
You took a rock?
I took a rock that I found outside, and it was painted pink. and with the letters Barbie written on it and a bunch of like, I don't know, little stars or something
around
it.
What's the story about that one?
Yeah. What's up with Barbie?
All right. So all over, people decorate rocks and they leave them. And people randomly find them.
Well, it's actually...
That's a thing.
It's a game. It's an app. And you get a map and you get clues.
So it's like geocaching?
Yes.
So I randomly found this rock at my store. And I had kept it in my office until we closed. And
so no one could ever find it.
Somebody out there looking
for the Barbie rock.
The Barbie rock is mine, okay? It'll never belong to anybody else.
Now the rules of geocaching is if you take something, you got to put something.
Yeah, you're
supposed
to put
anything back.
You're supposed to put something back.
But it's all mine. One of your gas caps.
Yeah, gas cap. There you go.
I traded the Barbie rock for a gas cap.
My best job, I would have to say, would be to be what they call the entertainer. I worked at a Club Med resort company. And first I took care of the kids and worked in that department. And we take them to golf and tennis and yada, yada, and different activities. And then eventually after working there for a couple of years, I became the animator. And the animator is you get a key to a costume closet, a props, whatever you want to do, and it's your job to entertain the entire resort and do whatever. For instance, I made a costume with paper mache and wood and everything, and I looked like a big giant lizard. And with mountain climbing equipment, we stuck me to the glass as people were walking into lunch, and I would be there like a lizard. So many other random, I dressed up as a big giant baby and walked around the resort with a big, huge diaper. Mommy! Looking for my mother, and then slipped and tripped into the pool. And another one with the pool was I made an entire costume of Energizer Bunny with a scuba diving.
Where'd you put the battery?
In the back.
Oh, that's what I thought.
And I went, and I was going and going and going, and then I went down the stairs of the pool, and I just went dum, 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 all the way to the bottom, turned around because I had the mask, and I came back out. Dum, 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 dum. And I just kept going.
You didn't get electrocuted from the battery in the water?
No.
So how many people would be there watching?
Oh, it was in a resort. They probably had a couple hundred people on vacation. And you would just walk around the resort. I mean, it was the best job. I lived in about 8 years, 7 to 8 years, all through the Caribbean and all through Mexico. Every 6 months, they moved us from location to location.
That's fun.
With the animator job, it was a French-owned company.
Mm-hmm.
The skies were limits. I could make up anything, you know, create anything that I wanted. Seafood Night, I made a small island. And I was stranded on an island, and I literally walked in circles for like 2 hours, like this stranded, crazy person.
And people would just watch. Would they comment? Would they talk to you?
I mean, well, they're on their way walking into dinner usually, or breakfast or lunch. Mm-hmm. And this is when I would do these, you know, different wacky costumes or, you know, entertaining. They're waiting in line.
What would they say to you?
Get away from me, you freak.
Get away from me, you freak.
Don't touch me.
Do you work here?
What the hell are you doing?
Security.
Exactly. One of the great ones was we had a big, giant industrial pot, and we cut the bottom off of it. And I would go, we cut a hole in the table, and I would go underneath, and I would have big lobster claws and paint my face red. And the guy on top would go, langusta soup, bong, bong, and he'd pull up the thing, and I'd come out like this, rah! Like a lobster, and the people would just jump across the room, and they'd have a photographer. Yeah, taking pictures.
Polaroids.
And now they have therapists.
They do have therapists now from that. But one of the ones that it was fun, but it was also scary, and this is why they stopped doing that. It was the same kind of thing. They cut a hole in the table, and we got a giant papaya, and I put my head in a papaya, and we painted my whole face orange so I looked like the papaya. We put all the papaya salad on top of me. I have my eyes closed, my mouth closed. Just be quiet. And someone would walk up, and you could tell they walk up, and you'd go, like this. And one time I got stabbed right in the face with a fork.
Whoa.
It sucked.
I bet.
It sucked.
That was your best job?
Well, it was my best job.
Getting stabbed in the face. That's never happier.
But it was plastic.
I lost an eye. I'll never forget that job.
It was plastic.
Best jam job I ever had.
It was plastic. I could take a hit. No big deal. But yeah, that was like probably one of my I think it was one of my best jobs. I did that in my 20s for about 7 years.
Did you get any gas caps?
I did not get any gas caps.
So what did you take from that job?
What did I take from that job? That I am an entertainer.
No. What did you take from the job?
I didn't take anything.
Souvenirs.
I didn't steal anything. Nothing. I think I ended up with a couple costumes afterwards.
And a couple hearts.
All right.
Because they were just in, because they were just in my trunk of stuff that I took. And when I left, I was leaving Florida and I went to Hollywood.
Nice. Good thing you didn't stop at his gas station because you'd be missing a gas cap.
Right. You would have had a totally different experience.
You wouldn't have been able to afford the gas.
No. Well, everybody, I think we've talked about our best jobs today.
Yeah, we spent five minutes talking about our best jobs and 75 minutes talking about everything else.
That's usually the way we do
it. Sums it up.
And 22 minutes doing intros.
Well, for this intro, it was pretty quick. You know, SDR pulled it off pretty quick.
I nailed it on the third take.
I think it was the second, actually.
Really?
No, the first, but then you dropped something after. I don't know. I'm not really
one
to talk.
It's kind of like your first job.
I did 15 takes. Well, that's a whole blooper reel by itself.
You may have done longer
intros
than that because we ran out of tape.
That's not even possible. There is no tape anymore. It's all digital.
It's all low memory. We're still on our intro.
Hey, you know, it's a learning curve.
Definitely is. Is the red button hit, by the way?
Oh, yes, it is.
I forgot to hit record again.
Oh, shit. Well, everybody, this is the Z-Man.
SDR. Peace out, people.
Just in case you didn't forget, SDR. This is the end of the episode. You should have liked and subscribed. And if you haven't, expect to be cold called by SDR later.
I will definitely hunt you down and call you at dinner.